Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tim Murray's the host of VSiN Primetime Live, airing weeknights right here from 5 until 8. He's on Twitter, on X at 1TimMurray, college football, college betting podcast as well. RIP, I guess, until the fall, although he'll be doing some previews during the summer. I guess, Tim, though, I wanted to start here because how are you? Mark is getting disturbing reports about J.J. McCarthy bumping up. I still say that's classic smokescreen season. But where I'm actually nervous is, if you saw Daniel Jones today in his presser, that looked like a man that had been told we are looking for another quarterback, and I am very, very worried. Very, very worried that he could be a Giant.
J.J. McCarthy could be a Giant?
Yes, but Mark's worried that he could be a Commie.
I don't think he'll be a Commander, but we don't know. And I want to start there because I think it's really interesting. So
All right. On
Friday night, there was some random podcast that Adam Schefter was on, like, and I'm not knocking the guys who were doing it. They booked Adam Schefter. Way to go. But he dropped a little hint saying, go ahead and get yourself Jaden Daniels jerseys. But then in the classic Schefter fashion, he's kind of tied himself in this web where he's kind of protecting himself if they don't go with them at number two, because everything that I've heard, being from that area, knowing basically everybody's on the beat, is that that front office has told no one anything. So we're under this assumption that around the league, everyone's saying, well, they should draft Jaden Daniels, and them hiring Cliff Kingsbury as the offensive coordinator makes sense to go get a guy like Jaden Daniels. We don't know. So what I said last night on my show was that, could Jaden Daniels go to the Commanders? Absolutely. Is he worthy of being a minus 240 favorite to go to the Commanders? No. And, you know, we ran into this last year. I fell for it, where we got all this hype that Will Levis is definitely going ahead of C.J. Stroud. And C.J. Stroud is definitely not going to the Houston Texans. Well, guess what happened? The Houston Texans selected C.J. Stroud, as we all know by now. So, yeah, it is smokescreen season. I'm trying to learn from my mistakes from a year ago. The J.J. McCarthy one is fascinating because Tony Pauline, who does a pretty good job covering the draft, he's actually going to be on my show tonight, shameless plug, 5:15 Central Time. He reported a week ago that Elliot Wolf, who is the de facto general manager of the New England Patriots, apparently is pushing for J.J. McCarthy to go number three. So I really, to be honest, the way I've attacked the draft so far, guys, from a betting standpoint, is that I really haven't gone at the quarterbacks on the top part of the draft. We can get to the lower part of the first round. I haven't really gone after it because I think there's so much uncertainty. And I think Washington, who reportedly is going to have Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Jaden Daniels, and maybe even Michael Penix Jr. all in this week, I think that the Washington Commanders haven't even made their decision yet.
Okay, so I'd ask it this way, because I think it's telling. Mark, who is a Michigan grad, he's wearing a Michigan golf polo right now. He's got his coach's polo on. Mark doesn't want J.J. McCarthy as the Commanders quarterback.
No.
Like, that's a...
No.
To me, like, now there are other...
I've watched every game he started,
correct,
basically.
And
don't
I guess
want him.
I would phrase it this
want
way.
Want him as my backup.
Tim,
don't want him as a starter.
You and I have to watch this stuff all year. It's like, I'm willing to listen. I was wrong on Josh Allen. It's not as if I
was too.
It's
I was
not
too.
As if I have a 1,000 batting average. But man, I would bet on Jaden Daniels before I'd bet on JJ McCarthy. Like, am I insane?
I don't think we know yet. And
I'm talking about forget betting on where he's getting.
Yeah.
Just if you're the Commanders have the two pick. They can have everyone other than Caleb Williams.
Personally, as a college football fan, and I said this on a Washington podcast, I think in November, I said I'd pick Jaden Daniels. And I think Jaden Daniels' ceiling is superstar. I do think his floor is scary because he's not the biggest dude. He's not slight. He's not RG3, okay? RG3 was like a track runner. His legs were like toothpicks. Might still be. He's very fast, straight line speed. But Jaden Daniels is, to steal a phrase from former Washington Redskin Chris Cooley, who said it on a podcast this week, he's a walking highlight film. So if I'm them at two, I'm taking the swing. I'm taking the swing at Jaden Daniels. I have real reservations, guys, on JJ McCarthy and Drake May. And could they both be good? Absolutely. To your point, Jeffrey, I was wrong too on Josh Allen. I'm like, okay, what? He's got a great arm. Cool. You know, he couldn't do it at Wyoming. And obviously he is, you know, a top five quarterback in the league right now. So I was obviously wrong. But I look at what we've seen on tape and what can be translatable and how the league has kind of changed here. That would be the way I would go. Now, I fully admit I'm a jabroni who sits on my couch and watches football and doesn't know the inner workings of, you know, front offices. So what do I know? But enough people that I've talked to believe that Jaden Daniels has superstar written all over him. And I think there are questions about Drake May and JJ McCarthy. I think JJ McCarthy's an intriguing ball of clay because he's a big body guy. He has a pretty big arm. You know, we have former Colorado interim head coach, the coach before Dion, Mike Sanford. He comes on our show every week, and he said he was at the combine. He was sitting next to JJ or standing next to JJ when he was doing his workouts. He's like, "Whoa, you know, this dude's got some juice to him." But to Mark's point, I think there's a lot of uncertainty regarding them.
Now it's interesting to me. I'm looking at a mock draft right now. It's got four of the top five picks as quarterbacks in this mock draft. It's USA Today's. It's got Caleb Williams going one to the Bears, Jaden Daniels going two to the Commanders, McCarthy three to the Patriots, and then the Vikings trading up and getting Drake May at five from the Chargers. What do you think? That's kind of a scenario we're looking at, whether it's Drake May or McCarthy at three or Jaden Daniels or McCarthy at two. Do you think we get four quarterbacks taken in the first four or five picks like that? Someone's going to jump up just to grab it because there's no one below it? Like, how?
My gut tells me no. My gut tells me one of these quarterbacks is going to fall more than we anticipate. I think it'll go 1, 2, 3, and then I think the Cardinals will look to trade out, and I don't know if they will. The Vikings are the most intriguing team in this draft because they already made that trade to get the other first round pick. So they're just kind of waiting back with this kind of hammer because they can move up faster than the Broncos can, faster than the Raiders can, anyone else, maybe the Giants, a team that could be potentially taking a quarterback. So they could go up and utilize that first round pick, or they're just going to wait and say, all right, maybe this guy drops a little bit and figure out where we have to go. Maybe we don't have to use this first round pick that we just acquired in this trade. So the Vikings are really interesting because they're just kind of lurking and like, when are they going to go? So yeah, I mean, once again, if you look at all the betting odds, it's a big guessing game. You know, history tells us that probably one of these quarterbacks is going to fall a little bit, right? Last year it went 1, 2, 4. It went Bryce, CJ, Will Anderson, Anthony Richardson, and then it dropped off a cliff and Will Levis ended up going in the second round. I don't think one of these quarterbacks is going to go in the second round. Now the Penix-Nix conversation, that's interesting for the later half of the first round, but I think there's a little bit of a drop. Maybe the Chargers though at five. I think the Chargers, they're a team that has so many holes, and I think ultimately they'd love to trade out, but, you know, do they get what they want, or do they just sit there and say, you know what, we can get, you know, Joe Alt, the best tackle, we could get Malik Nabers. I mean, they could get a lot of different pieces there sitting there at five, but we do this a lot where we fall in love with the quarterbacks because we know who they are, and it makes for better television and radio to talk quarterbacks, right? Where is Michael Penix going to go? Where is Bo Nix going to go? And put a headline out on Google that says my mock draft, has six quarterbacks in the top 15, you know? Yeah. And then ultimately draft day comes and it'll be four, maybe five. Oh, the fifth year option. Teams don't really care about the fifth year option for quarterbacks all that much. I mean, Will Levis dropped into the second round. Hendon Hooker dropped into the third round. Malik Willis dropped to the third round a couple of years ago. I mean, these are all guys. I went back and I looked it up. There's a Twitter feed called Vegas Refund. He does a really good job of kind of tracking all the notable mock drafts, guys who are sourced. And I looked at the last seven mock drafts last year that he put into his spreadsheet. They had Will Levis on average going like 6.5, and he didn't go in the first round. So I think one of these quarterbacks, I don't know who, but I think one of these quarterbacks could see a little bit of a fall come next Thursday.
Do we like gambling on the draft? I'm curious.
I love
for
it.
Both of you.
So I love it. So
I loved it when I smashed the over for Will Levis. That's one of my great hits. I was like, I just don't believe this.
So I'll say last year I ended up getting myself into trouble because I ended up getting kind of put into this spider web of C.J. Stroud not going to, because that's what we had heard for a long
time.
The
Houston reports, I missed that one. That was alarm. The Houston reports, we found out that was just smoke screens.
Yeah, so that was one that really hurt last year. But 2 years ago, I'm looking back in my spreadsheet right now. 2 years ago, I had a really good draft. I'm thinking of what I kind of sniffed out from the jump, which was, Trayvon Walker going one. We kind of were able to put the tea leaves together that he would be the guy. And then 2 years ago as well, it was a really good wide receiver class. So there were a couple things that I was able to gravitate towards. This year, to be honest, the one that I just keep harpening back on is Bo Nix isn't going in the first round. And, you know, I go back to Todd McShay on Ryan Russillo's podcast. It was a week or two ago talking about Bo Nix. And what Todd McShay said, and I tweeted it out so you can get the exact kind of quote, but I'll paraphrase, was that he said, look, everyone I talk to in the league has a second or third round grade on him. And everybody I talk to says backup quarterback. And then something on ESPN.com came out today, which I thought was interesting. It was kind of that intel type of article. And it said, you know, coaches love him, knows football, coach's son, can talk it, walk it. And I'm like, those are things you say about dudes who don't have bazookas for an arm and run a 4.4, right? Like, safe prospect, gonna make the right decision. But do you really go into the first round to get a guy like Bo Nix who doesn't have this huge arm? Like, I keep coming back to, I would be very surprised on Thursday, next Thursday, if Bo Nix is a first round pick. So that is the one kind of stance I've continued to stand on. Could I be wrong? Sure. I mean, the draft is all information based, and one team could like Bo Nix more than the other. And the thing that worries me from that bet, which is, you know, available at DraftKings right now at -150 to the over, is, look, Sean Payton's a quarterback whisperer, and he ultimately could trade back into the first round and say, I think this is the guy. But I just, to me, from everybody that I've talked to who knows the game of football, you know, inside and out, say, yeah, he's a good quarterback. It's not worth a first round pick.
And with Sean Payton, man, I find it hard to believe that he is going to take a guy that's not particularly accurate on like crossing routes. And that's like all his offense is.
Yeah. And I like, and here's the thing too. And I've been, you know, because everyone who has a rebuttal to me saying that Bo Nix not in the first round is like, well, what about Denver? Look at their quarterbacks. They stink. It's Jarrett Stidham and Ben DiNucci. I'm like, okay. Do you think Sean Payton really cares? Like, Sean Payton's year two of an $18 million annual contract. Like, hey, you want to fire me? Give me my money. Like, I'm going to do things my way. And everyone's like, well, he looks like Drew Brees. He's short and white and doesn't have a big arm. It's like, okay.
By the way, he's 6'5".
Yeah, and it's like,
that's the other
Drew
thing.
Drew Brees also went in the second round.
Yeah.
And it's like, also, like,
Also, Drew Brees in college was lighting up defenses like at a rate that we've never seen Bo Nix like even dream of.
And Will Levis is, I don't want to say 10 times, is 3 times the prospect that Bo Nix was, and he went in the second round. So I find it very hard to see Bo Nix going in the first round. And look, feel free to tweet me if I'm wrong. I mean, things happen. Gambling is gambling for a reason. But I think for me, the one bet I would make right now on the draft at DraftKings is 32.5 over -150. What I wouldn't do is there are a couple shops out there that have like 34.5. I wouldn't mess with that.
Yeah,
because come the second day, somebody could trade up to 33, and then no on the first round is where I have stood kind of strong. I'm like, he's not going in the first round. I do think the interesting one is over under 4.5 quarterbacks in the first round, because Michael Penix to me is that wild card. There was an Albert Breer went on Rich Eisen's show about a week ago and said, you know, coaches love him, front offices, not as much in love with him. Like, they have questions about him. He's got a huge arm that we all know, but doesn't necessarily hit the layups
stuff. Yeah.
So it's like he's the opposite of Bo Nix. Bo Nix hits the intermediate stuff, but doesn't have a big arm. And then Penix can let it fly, but in the intermediate game, which we saw in the national championship, Michigan just kind of confused him with pressures and kind of take it away, the deep shot. So I still think under 4.5 is kind of worth a look, more of just a fun pizza bet, because my partner has documented it. The last 7 years since betting has become a thing for the NFL draft, the under on quarterbacks has hit in 6 of the last 7 NFL drafts.
Yeah.
So I played it under 4.5. I got a pretty good number. Worth a smaller bet, but to me, the one thing that I will stand on, and we'll talk next week and curious where the number ultimately goes, is over 32.5, which still is there, because I think people still believe that, you know, Bo Nix, notable name, Broncos are desperate, Raiders are desperate. One of these teams could ultimately take a quarterback in the first round.
We appreciate it, dude.
Hey, you guys coming out to Vegas? Memphis, UNLV next year. Let's go. Road
well,
trip.
Maybe. We still don't have a – well, hey, yeah, I'm going to be out there in June, end of June.
Ooh, buddy.
Yeah.
Bring the Speedo.
We've got a 35-year-old bachelor party. and the agenda looks like a 24-year-old bachelor party.
Coming down to Circa, baby? Stadium swim?
Yes, we're doing that one of the days.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.